Well, hey everyone, it's Dr. Jen coming to you with episode 28 of the podcast Hot Mess to Great Success. I am your host and I love to help people get out of overwhelm and help them feel connected to others. So this podcast is for anybody out there that needs a little bit of inspiration and they want to keep that inspiration that they need private. I get you can't just talk to anybody. Sometimes your friends and family don't understand. You don't want to shout your disorganization from the rooftops. You don't want anyone sometimes to know that you're having a problem. Social media isn't the answer. You can't find a good mastermind or support at work. That's why I'm here. Every time I do an episode, I've been podcasting weekly just with the audio and the video here. Every episode that we do, I hope to give you some ideas to think about based on what I've been struggling with. And here we are, 28 episodes in, and I know that many of you are getting the support and ideas that you need. So I am truly honored that you choose to listen to what I have to say. As you know, I have unraveled quite a few things in my life, and I am thrilled to share that information with you and hopefully you can use it some way. Today, we're talking about three very different sorts of issues, as I always do. So the first is boundaries. The second is using ChatGPT. And the third is what do you do when you get overwhelmed? So let's talk boundaries first. A boundary is a way that you communicate to the world how you want to be treated. It could be the world in general. It could be your significant other, your spouse, boyfriend, girlfriend. It could be with your children, neighbors, friends, family, adults, siblings, anybody. It's what are the expectations when people interact with you and how you want to be respected, considered, or treated when they are in your sphere. Now, the great thing about boundaries is that you set them. So it's what and how you want others to treat you. And then they can decide if they want to respect them. This is probably one of the hardest parts about boundary setting because you have free will on your side, as do they. But I'm going to encourage you if you are feeling like you're not being respected, if you're feeling as if something is off, you may have a boundary issue. So what does this look like? You know, I'm a big fan of examples. So a boundary issue looks like you're always saying yes to someone when you don't have time or don't want to do something. It looks like you take on extra assignments. You stay at work later. It also looks like I want to stay at work later. So leave me alone and don't tell me how to use my time. That's a boundary as well. So if someone wants you home and you either have work to do because you're working for a company or you're building a business and you don't want to go home then and eat dinner, that's a boundary. You have the right to lay down the law. You even have the right to lay down the law with adult children, with young children, with high school age children. Your time is your own. Now, not in the care and keeping of those children, of course. They do have needs that parents are responsible for. But with some of the bigger issues, like for instance, with my adult children, I do like to keep my 9-to-5 schedule and I like to talk to them later on in the evening or first thing in the morning. If they need me, if they, you know, have a fun text to send me, I will respond. But longer conversations need to happen outside of my working hours. I work two or three jobs right now. So I'm promoting a book. I have your social media hour / the Gardella Group, where we help clients with social media and blogging. And then I also teach. So I have a lot of boundaries around my time. I like to work on the weekends. It frees up a lot of time during the week. Usually I'm done working by noon on Friday, unless I have really important appointments. So those are boundaries for me. I also like to keep my own schedule. I don't really like someone telling me what they want me to do and when they want me to do it. I also can share that with my partner. There are certain things that I like to do in our lives, but certain things that he can go off and do on his own as well. When people don't treat me well, they see a hard boundary with me. So if you turn your back on me, if you don't want to interact with me, I get the message and I stay away. So those are just some examples of boundaries. The number one first thing that I will applaud you with when you maybe have a need to adjust your boundaries is, first of all, you just need to become aware. Just like domestic violence awareness, boundary awareness is key. So if you're feeling as if other people aren't respecting your space, your time, your things, you may have a boundary issue. And then I want you to take a deep breath and commit to not change anything until you've really flushed it all out. Now, this should not take weeks, months, years. I'm talking about taking a breath, take a step back and say, okay, how do I want to handle this? What's the best way to approach this person in my life to let them know that I need more space or I need something else from them? Write it out. The best way to handle boundary issues or to figure out how you want to say something is to write it out. So that may be to a coworker, it may be to a client, it may be to a child or a significant other that you live with, it may be to a mother. Again, it may be to lots of different types of people, but write it out so you don't go in too cold. You'll be more comfortable if you write it out. And then sit and wait. People tend to not like when you set boundaries. And if they don't respect your boundaries and they're overstepping them all the time anyway, even if you've been really clear, you have an abuse situation on your hands. So you then need to get that under control. How are you going to handle those next steps? And I'll share steps about boundary violations, especially when they're made clear in a future episode. So you make a boundary clear, someone violates it, you have a big decision to make. Do you cut them out or do you give them another chance or do you have to talk to them again? And those are decisions that only you can make given the situation. So that's a little bit about boundaries. When you feel as if you're not respected and when you feel like you're saying yes all the time when you want to say no, you probably have a boundary issue on your hand and you might need to set them a little bit. Now, what happens when you set them? Again, people don't like them, but you will feel a lot better. So getting this dialed in the right way is very, very important. Okay, so I've talked about ChatGPT before, and it's coming up a lot now. Let me be clear, ChatGPT is one of, in my opinion, greatest things that have hit the internet. You can do so much with ChatGPT, it's insane. You can outline blog posts, social media strategy, you can ask it about hashtags, but there's also several limitations. So as you can imagine, I get asked a lot about using ChatGPT for marketing, email newsletters. Can I create it? Even if people want to create courses, can I create standard operating procedures? What can I do with ChatGPT to lighten my load? So some of those things are a definite yes answer. You can absolutely create standard operating procedures, or at least the shell of one. Remember, ChatGPT was only trained up to 2021. So if you are doing something, if you need a standard operating procedure for your business that's relatively new with new technology, it's not going to work. I have also found that when ChatGPT doesn't know an answer, it sticks something else in and you've really got to check the work. You can ask ChatGPT for things like relevant hashtags. Again, remember, it's only trained up to 2021, so they're not going to be hopping in hashtags. They could possibly be a little old, and that might not work for you. You cannot ask ChatGPT to outline a course. That, to me, is the most ridiculous thing ever, because it's not authentic, and it's not your expertise going in. And I know so many course creators now that are just outlining, delivering a course that ChatGPT writes, and selling it, and it's not effective. So please stay in integrity, remain unique, and offer expertise to your ideal clients when you're developing the course. Do not use ChatGPT for blog posts. I think that what's going to actually happen is, just like we saw way back when with Google Panda Penguin, eventually ChatGPT is going to come through and discount anything Google's going to come through and discount any content that's written by ChatGPT. Remember, Google's always watching everything, and there are plenty of ChatGPT content checkers out there. So you can bet that Google is definitely watching, and eventually they're going to realize that the content is inauthentic. So what I do when I use ChatGPT for anything, for any content, blogs, social media posts, is I use it only for an outline. I may say to ChatGPT, write 10 great endings to this article, and then I'll pick and choose and change content. If, on the rare occasion that I use an article verbatim out of ChatGPT, I make sure to go in and change 75% of that content. And then I do throw it through an email, a checker. So I throw it through Grammarly because they have a plagiarism checker. And then I throw it through an AI checker as well, because I want to make sure that my stuff is unique. I want to make sure that my stuff is authentic. And I don't want anyone ever coming to me and saying, this doesn't sound like you. Everything needs to sound like me. So ChatGPT also, if you use a program like Hootsuite or Canva, ChatGPT can write your social media posts. Most of the time, they sound completely ridiculous. Again, good way to get you started. Really bad if you're just going to have ChatGPT write it and forget it. Bad idea. So that's a little bit more about ChatGPT. Get on there. Get used to it. Get ideas. Outlines, by all means. You can ask ChatGPT, please give me 10 blog posts. I am a social media consultant. My main focus is this, whatever it is that your business is and whoever your ideal client is. The more information you put into ChatGPT, the better. Okay, so the third thing I want to talk to you about is when you get overwhelmed. Being overwhelmed is pretty scary. Overwhelmed, that feeling of what do I do next? What do I do first? Why all of it's important, nothing is working. That is really, again, an awareness issue, and awareness is the first step. It's awareness, then get yourself educated as to what you do. So what overwhelm shows us is that usually we either have too much on our plate or we're not working effectively in or on our business, however it's playing out for you. The danger of overwhelm, especially with younger people today, is that we don't want them to redline. And I don't want you to redline, and I don't want me to redline. So I want to give you a couple of tips on what you can do to get yourself out of overwhelm. I recently was heading into deep overwhelm. As many of you know, I published a book on September 20th on Amazon. It was on domestic violence. Listen for the Whispers of Abuse is the title. And I decided to try to do all the things. And when I tell you I tried to do all the things, I mean, I was working 8 in the morning. I would walk my dog, get to my computer and start working. I was applying to podcasts. I was blogging. I was updating. I was interviewing. I was promoting. I was trying to get reviews. I was doing all of the things I possibly could. In my spare time, I was watching videos on marketing books. I was taking classes on marketing books and getting even more ideas of things that I would then put on my to-do list and then get overwhelmed with. I was updating all the bios on all of my websites. And while I was getting it all done, I was exhausting myself. It almost wasn't worth it. And part of the problem is my book is on domestic violence, and October was Domestic Violence Awareness Month. So I felt like this was my big chance in the world to get the book out there. And the truth is that I forgot to celebrate the book and went right into the doing. And then the doing produced a lot of success right away. I started to get reviews. People were reading it. Started to get podcast interviews, which then had to be scheduled. I started to do, everything started to hit, and I wasn't redlining, but I wasn't even getting close to redlining. I was just having a really long list of things to do. And I was, like I said before, I was exhausting myself. The other thing that I was doing during this time is a 40-hour training class through my local domestic violence center to work with clients. Oh my gosh. So that was even more work. Plus, I was running my business. I have new clients coming on board. I was trying to get your social media up and running. I was overwhelmed and I started to make lists. So here's what I do when I get overwhelmed. The first is I take out a pad of paper and I just start writing lists. It's like a brain dump. The trick is not to have too many. So typically I start with a written list because that's the easiest way just to get it right out of my head. And then I go and I put those in the appropriate places in my digital calendars. Or I have a lot of lists, goal lists, things to do lists, all in Google Drive Docs. So I do that. I then, after I do the lists, I do start to get things done, little tiny pieces of it I like to get done. But then I also take a break. I get outside and walk with the dog. I'll go and play in the backyard with the dog. I will get out and take a break. I need to be re-energized. I do not nap because napping does not re-energize me. It just makes me want to nap longer usually. But I definitely step back. And like I said, I also start to get things done, but I do them and break them down so that I can be successful. So it's not add my book to all websites. It was change one little piece of my bio on jennifergardella.com. It was apply to one podcast instead of get 20 podcast interviews. So you can see that by breaking it down, you then have small manageable pieces, and then you just start to work that system. For instance, even creating a podcast, you know, I want to do one every week, and sometimes it doesn't get checked off my list, and that's very stressful to me. So then it also becomes a matter of scheduling my time, and I'm really trying to master the idea of time blocking right now. So that's my advice for you this week. Getting out of overwhelm, setting boundaries, and using ChatGPT to help you in your business and your life. My name is Dr. Jennifer Gardella. Thank you so much for listening to another episode of Hot Mess to Great Success. I will at some point update the show notes, but thank you for listening and downloading, and I appreciate you being here. Until next week. Where'd the camera go? Stuck. There we go.